How was your week then, Aaron? Let me guess. You've been busy. You've been hitting the gym. You've been grafting, making moves.
Now you're just showing pictures of penises, Kieran. He had some sort of blood infection, all right? That's all you got to know, yeah? Lost his penis, yeah? So, wait, in order to get his penis...
He loses his penis before?
No, he lost his penis during the blood infection. I'll fly kick the bitch. I will fly kick her.
Yeah, she should have... That's not right. That's not right at all.
I will 5-star frog splash that bitch, innit? Put her in early grave. Welcome back, boys and girls. Episode 59 of the Pinch and Malt podcast. Hello, gentlemen.
Are you going to keep moving over there, Jay? Or are we just going to... You told us to shut up, but then you just decided you wanted to move around loads.
I can't help it.
You wanted to rustle.
I was getting myself comfortable.
You've ruined my day now, you know that. You've ruined it.
Aaron, your day was made the day I was in your life.
I saw you...
Why is your day ruined?
My day was made, yeah, when I saw you come home like a wet dog.
Yeah, Aaron, we were on the way back from the dog walk before Aaron got home from work, and Aaron caught us, and me... Well, Jamie, especially, went out in just his shorts and a T-shirt, because it was quite humid when we left, and then it just all of a sudden...
Pissed down the rain,
yeah. Yeah, the heavens opened. That was it.
It's safe to say, Jay, you've had a nightmare.
And Jamie, right. And Jamie didn't bring a change of clothes with him, so we've had to makeshift Jamie's outfit for today.
Is it safe to say, Jamie, you've had a nightmare?
I'm okay. I'm not stressing. I'm fine.
Is it safe to say, Jamie, you've had a nightmare?
Looking quite shifty, Jay, over there. Why do you keep looking out the window?
I'm totally fine.
Are you totally fine, are you?
Yeah.
Good. So how have you guys been this week? Been good?
Yeah, I've been good.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that all you're given? I've been good.
Been fucking hot is what I've been
this
week.
It's been very hot.
In England, for everyone that's not an English listener, it has been about 35 to 40 degrees every day.
That's a lie.
It's been about 35 degrees every day.
It's not 40 degrees though, is it?
Well, not quite 40, but it's been 35.
If it was 40 degrees here, I'd leave.
And our English houses aren't built for this. We've got loads of insulation in our houses, so the heat just stays.
Yeah.
And
it's still here.
From Monday to Wednesday, I couldn't breathe. I didn't even move. I just sat still.
Imagine having to wear all the PPE and all that stuff, man.
Yeah, to be fair, I was doing some odd bits around the house on Tuesday, I think it was, and it was just my hands were like baking because I was wearing those rubber gloves.
Yeah,
they were sweating inside the rubber gloves.
Yeah, that's how my entire body is like that all day, every day.
I'm disgusting.
I feel like a slime ball in like a condom.
I'm a sweat bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron, we come back from Bournemouth, me and Charlotte, and we decided that we were going to get some deck chairs.
I don't want to see your sex tape, Jay.
No, I'm not going to share my sex tape.
I've seen your penis enough.
But we sit, yeah, I know. But you love it. We decided to buy some deck chairs.
Yeah,
and we thought it would be a good idea because in Bournemouth we sat on some deck chairs. Thought they were, they're really quite comfortable. I always thought they were always flimsy, so I didn't want to have one.
Mm.
But then when I sat on one in the beach bar, it was actually quite nice. So we thought we'd buy one. And when it arrived the other day, it was the size of my double bed, Aaron.
What, a deck chair?
Yeah.
That's not a chair. That's a bed.
Let me just show you the
You're terrible
picture.
Ordering stuff. Do you not look at sizes?
Look at the size of it.
Do you not look at sizes?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Jamie, you say the size of mine. Do you not look at sizes?
We check sizes, but obviously
Jamie,
not well enough.
You bought a rug that was like I don't even know what it was.
That was a doormat. Do you remember that rug? That was the worst thing. We actually did bring the rug up on the thing. So that's how my week went.
Do you look at the sizes when you buy stuff, man?
It's all right, when we move, that would be brilliant for the garden.
It's like a hammock. It's not even a...
Rocco loved it.
Yeah, I bet he did.
It was like bouncing on it and everything.
It is a ridiculous size
But he's got ADHD. Ridiculous size. He's bouncing it off anything, really.
Yeah.
He's on your head most of the day.
I was saying to Mum earlier that I wouldn't be able to deal with having Rocco in my life constantly, 24 hours a day.
Well, just because
he
just
stands on you for no reason. Just stands on all fours. Doesn't even lie down. Doesn't get comfortable. Just stands up.
Yeah, but you have to just tell him to get off of you.
He doesn't, Jay. He just doesn't get off of you.
He don't listen to you because you're his beta, Kieran. He thinks you're a little bitch.
He is a little bitch, Jamie. I could boot him over the fence. Pick him up, boot him. Clean over the fence. If I wanted.
Just because you're used to little teddy bear over there that don't do nothing, just lays there.
Good dog is what he is.
Zero brain cells.
The rapist.
Yeah. The sexual deviant.
He's on a list for dogs, Kieran.
No, he's not. He's top boy.
He's on a list for dogs.
We're going to see him on, like, do you know when you see the nonces on TikTok?
Yeah.
That's what
getting
we'll
exposed,
see.
Getting exposed, isn't it?
Chew will get exposed trying to meet your 13-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Jamie,
whereas in dogs, it's 30 months.
Look at that dog, Jay. He would never, ever expose himself to a 13-year-old girl.
How was your week then, Aaron? Let me guess. You've been busy. You've been hitting the gym. You've been grafting, making moves. Is that what you've been doing?
I think that's just a given now, isn't it, Jay?
That's the usual for Aaron.
You know.
Here we go.
Been making moves. Grafting. Do you know what I mean?
You've become the new...
Busy.
Busy. You've become the new repeat.
Listen, I'm a wheeler dealer, alright? Bacardi breezer. Dealer.
Who are you wheeling dealing? What are you wheeling and dealing?
You're telling us your absolute social battery gets low after an hour of being with us. That's it. You have to go upstairs, recharge.
It's just curious. Every time I look at you, I think, oh.
We've asked you to come on NBA 2K with us and you haven't even come on.
Yeah, you haven't joined the NBA hype yet.
Yeah, I haven't yet. The reason for that is the new one's coming out next month, isn't it?
So you have the game.
Yeah, but I need to download. It's all a headache, yeah. First of all, you never text me directly. You always check the group chat. I've got everything muted.
So if we tell you now, come on tonight.
Yeah, you're going to have to remind me later.
Me and Jamie will be on.
Telling me now is later on, Aaron. In the future, Aaron, different Aaron, all right, different gravy, all right. Now, Aaron, I'm gay.
It's like, do you remember when I was younger, used to say that's a future Kieran problem? Yeah. And I used to do something, put off, and I'd be like, that's a future Kieran problem.
Yeah, when you were in the house by yourself for a week, and you kept leaving everything, I come in and the whole kitchen's fucked. And I was like, are you not going to sort out the kitchen? And you're like, that's a future Kieran problem.
And then when I come round to it, I'm so angry with myself because I'm like, fuck this.
There's just plates everywhere.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, as I was saying, I'm a weird dealer, Bacardi breezer, lemon squeezer, absolute geezer.
Oh, my God. Who do you think you are? I just don't understand.
I don't know.
I ain't laughing because if you're laughing at home, you're mug because I ain't laughing. I ain't joking. I'm a geezer. Grafted.
You can't even keep a straight face.
That out. That is getting cut out.
That's not getting cut out. Jay, if you cut that, you're
my week has just been hot.
That's it.
Just hot and bothered. Just pissed off with life being hot and bothered.
I was saying before, I was saying earlier in the week.
I'm laughing at him.
Oh, you're laughing at him. I was trying to figure out what he was laughing at. I was saying earlier in the week that us Maltmans, were of Irish and Scottish descent.
Yeah, we're not made for this.
We are made for rain, bogs, and shitty weather.
No, yeah. We don't need.
We're made. Our bodies are made for the mist.
My perfect
Kieran.
Weather is shorts and t-shirt weather, but you can still put a hoodie on if you want to.
No, listen, yeah, my perfect weather, I love 30 degrees, I love it, it's brilliant. But when you're at night and you can't breathe, there's no air, that's when it's different, there's a problem.
It upsets me that I'm sitting there and I'm sweating from every
if you go abroad.
I was sitting with my ass in the air, yeah, legs akimbo, sitting in front of the fan.
Getting pegged by your missus.
And that's why
best wishes. But yeah, I was sitting ass in the air, with the fan right on my bum hole, letting it all go, it was nice.
That is some fan fiction. You're getting some fan fiction on that, Kieran?
Hopefully no one's, don't send us any images of that, we do not need that, that's bad enough in my head.
Kieran's really drawn a picture of that.
Legs akimbo, Joe. Ugh.
Beth's painted him while he's doing it.
Painting him like a little French girl.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's just all I'd say, Jamie, is it's a black hole of the abyss.
It's just pure hair, isn't it?
Talking about pegging. Did you see this week that it's come out that one of the biggest national health bodies in the UK is advising us to have sex with a mask on?
Yeah, and then you have doggy style.
Yeah, you have to face away from each other.
Avoid face-to-face contact.
Yeah. How do you feel about that, Kieran? Do you feel...
Well, I just think dating during this COVID age is a bit... It must be... I was saying to Beth the other day, it must be quite rough. How are you keeping conversation going on these texts and dating apps for 5-6 months?
Well, you can meet up now.
Yeah, you could do, but not until like last month.
It is pretty rough when you pop it in their bum, to be honest.
Aaron, you have not had a woman around this house before. Let them pop it in the bum.
So you're not talking about popping in the bum? I heard rough and I just turned off. You're not popping in the bum?
What are you talking about? Aaron.
What?
So you've got a new lady on the scene.
I'm not having sex with a mask on.
You wouldn't have sex with a mask on. What if you had to?
What if she liked it?
What if she liked the mask?
Don't care, I'm not wearing it.
She's like, put that surgical mask on, come upstairs, get on top, love.
Yeah, she's like a doctor fetish.
What are you going to do? Start a game operation?
She wants you to whip her ass with stethoscope.
We'll get the operation game out, innit? Get it going. Play an operation game. When the buzz goes off, you know, you get like...
Just stick an episode of Grey's Anatomy's on, innit? Let it go to town.
And she's like that. She's like that, looking at her like... With the sex eyes, innit? She's like...
Telling... What's Grey's original husband? I can't remember.
I don't know, Jay, because I haven't watched it,
The doggy style is not a massive issue, though.
Yeah,
most people don't really matter. That's most people's favourite position, anyway.
Yeah. But...
You can pop it in the bum from there.
I just don't get how they're doing it. I don't know...
Could you imagine
you
in this
keep
heat...
that conversation going.
In this heat...
You pass out.
Trying to have sex...
What I would do is I'd not reply, and then just at the beginning, when lockdown's over, I'll just be like, what are you doing?
Kira be asleep.
What are you up to?
Just 6 months of no reply, and then all of a sudden she'll get, what are you doing? And I'll be like, the game's on.
The hunt begins.
And she's been like on some other guy's cock for fucking 2 months anyway.
Don't matter to me, Jay.
Even bigger challenge, isn't it? Even bigger challenge.
What, for you to get involved?
Yeah.
He'd be like, I'll be your ball to the cuckold.
Oh, my Lord. All right, we're moving on.
I'd be like, tie to your ceiling, innit? Tie to your ceiling and pop it in your bum.
Why does it go to the bum? Kieran, so if you got home and Beth's got a candlelit dinner on, yeah, she's got two surgical masks sitting on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got rose petals going up the stairs.
Yeah.
Would you pop that mask on and go up the stairs?
I'll tell her to clean him up.
Tell
her to clean him up. I've got hay fever.
I put on. See where it goes.
You're not going to have your dinner first, no?
No.
You sexual deviant.
Have you ever had sex in the shower?
Yeah.
And I've had sex in the shower, nearly passed out once, yeah, from the heat.
Why didn't you go
in the shower?
Because there's like the air went from the room because I got that excited, yeah. So then, if you're doing it with a mask, it would be the same situation. You'll be getting there, and then all of a sudden you pass out. You just headbutt her from the back.
my fear is always falling over in the shower.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
because if you
have to be sturdy,
or you fall, your penis snapped in half.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how it works.
It will do, because the angle you're going at.
I don't think penis will snap in half.
Or you will snap her head clean off the taps, and that'll be it. There'll be blood and gore all over the place.
And then you'll be getting a phone call from one of us, Sarah, and trying to clean the body up.
Yeah, I'll put up, Brad. I'll sort it out.
How are you going to sort it out, Aaron?
I know a couple
areas. Aaron, I walked in early, and you and mum are having a standoff with steroid spider in the corner.
No, I saw it, yeah. She didn't even realise it was there, Jay.
Just to clarify, we said steroid spider, guys. Carry on.
So there's a massive spider on the wall. And I saw it, and then I thought, we'll leap for Jamie, because I'm going out to work, so it didn't really matter to me, to be honest. But Kieran come in, he's a big, brave boy, ain't you, Kieran?
I am.
He smashed it with a book.
With a box.
Surely that mess made a massive mess on the wall.
No, it just, like, popped.
Yeah.
The body was, like, I'd say about 2 inches big.
Yeah.
It was wham.
It was a big one, but it wasn't quite steroids.
It was thick. Now, to be fair, the one that me and Aaron seen on Aaron's wall, that was wham.
You could hear it walk.
That one was a big boy.
On
that was like something you see in like Australia.
The leg span's probably the size of that, the spit guard, isn't it? The leg span, isn't it?
No way.
And the body was huge as well. The body was like
big,
thick.
Grabbing it.
And
it was like a tarantula then.
It was next to me.
It was
like
near
hairy.
Enough a tarantula.
It wasn't
yeah.
hairy.
That can fuck right off. But this week, what was the really hot night? Was it Tuesday night?
I think it was, yeah, Tuesday night. Because Monday night was hot.
No, it was
and then
Tuesday, yeah.
Tuesday night was hot.
Tuesday
the
night
hottest,
was really
and then
hot
the hottest
night.
During the day, and then it rained on Wednesday, didn't it? And
yeah,
it
yeah, that's it.
Right
so
down.
On Tuesday night, I monkeyed out, and I pulled my mattress and put it into my living room because my bedroom's too hot.
Yeah.
So we were sleeping in there on Tuesday night on the floor on the mattress. And I looked up, and I thought it was a spider at first.
I bet you had all the windows open, didn't you?
Yeah, and my balcony door. And obviously, I'm next to a field, innit? And I thought it was a spider at first, yeah? And do you know what it was?
Rocco.
A fucking cricket.
Oh.
Yeah? And I went near it.
Are you sure? On the ceiling?
On the ceiling.
Can,
well,
I didn't know this until the other day. They can climb up walls. They can walk up walls on that.
It was on the ceiling anyway. It was green. And it was like about this big, that long.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and I stood underneath it and I was like, that's not a spider. I just couldn't figure out what it was. Turned the light on and the fucker jumped straight down onto the floor, yeah.
It's only a cricket.
So then, yeah, but if you were sleeping on the floor and you don't want a cricket hanging around, do you? So then what I thought, good idea, I'll go and get the Hoover. Because it'll be quick
no,
enough.
Jamie,
because it'll be
just
quick
stop.
Enough.
Jay, just stop. When I was Rocco is scared of Hoovers, you've got a Hoover out.
Yeah, this is
morning.
Where this is going, yeah.
You've destroyed his life, basically. That's why he's pissed off with you, isn't it?
Consider this is 11:30 at night as well. So yeah. This is antisocial hours for my neighbours, yeah? And I got my Hoover out. And I said to Shark, hold on to Rocco, because Rocco will go fucking mental, as all dogs do with Hoovers.
Hold on, I'm going to stop you right there.
Most dogs.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. Me and Kieran's dog don't go mental with Hoovers.
They do.
Kieran, do
they
go mental?
No, my dog
don't
go mental.
No, neither does mine.
Yeah.
So you just continue.
They have a mental deficit.
No, you just
anyway,
continue. Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm hoovering it.
Dog
I'm hoovering
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And the fucker, what is too big? It won't go up the tube. And then Charlotte lost grip of Rocco.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
So Rocco come running at me and started attacking me. And then the cricket started climbing up the Hoover towards me to get away from Rocco. But Rocco couldn't see the cricket, he could only see the Hoover. I'm trying to show him it, and he's attacking the Hoover, and he wouldn't do it, or whatever. And then...
This is 11:30 at night.
This is 11:30 at night.
Let's call the police.
He's barking his fucking head off. And then I eventually get it to go on the floor, and I have to go and run and put the Hoover into the cupboard, and then let Rocco eat the fucking cricket eventually.
Why don't you just scoop it up, get like a book...
Because it was on the ceiling, I couldn't reach it. Originally.
Get Sharks pick you up, innit? Do you know what I mean? I know you're small. Get on her shoulders, ain't she? Getting your shoulders like that, innit? You get up there, get a glass.
You combine like the fucking minions.
Transform.
Yeah.
Transform you and Charlotte.
Start doing like a Power Ranger thing,
innit? Cricket catcher.
Yeah. Get a book. Get a glass. Capture it. Throw it outside, Jay.
He thinks it's more like the minions, I think.
But this is Aaron, the man that is scared of every single
one. Actually, the other day, a beetle... was in my room, and
did
I caught
you
it.
Out, did you?
I caught it. I drowned it, but I caught it.
You drowned it?
Yeah, I just flushed down the toilet. Poor bastard, never saw it coming.
Aaron went to me when I walked in earlier. If you don't get it, I'll go get Dad out of bed.
Well, I ain't going near it.
And when I went up to it, he went, "If that moves, I'm out of this door, innit?" Aaron standing in the doorway.
Kieran, do you remember the steroid spider? Yeah. What did you say? What did you say to me?
Yeah.
What time in the morning was it, Kieran?
Yeah, Dad.
It was about 4 in the morning, wasn't it, Kieran?
That one had fucking 4 kids and a wife. That one had a mortgage.
That one was eyeing me up, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I would have woke up in the middle of the night, and then you would have been up in a sling on the ceiling.
I would just split the house down, bruv. You wouldn't have been awake, Kieran. You'd be set alight.
That actually cracks me up.
Basically, Jay, the moral of your story there is that you're scared of bugs and your dog has some sort of mental issues.
No, I just don't know why at the time I thought it'd be a good idea to use a Hoover at 11:30 at night when I knew my dog would attack it and bark continuously.
The other night when we were playing NBA and you were screaming at like 2 in the morning because Rocco wouldn't shut the fuck up. He was barking at his own reflection in the cooker, Aaron, and Jamie was like, Rocco, what the fuck?
Because he does this thing where I block off the windows at night now because he keeps barking out the fucking window. But then what he's now went and done, he now barks at his own reflection in the fucking cooker.
You tell me he's normal, Jamie. You say it to me all the time.
Yeah, I do think he's normal until he does something like that, and then he just triggered, and then I'm fully triggered, and I'm sitting there angry trying to play an NBA game.
You're both as emotional as each other, Jay.
I've always been emotional.
Yeah, I know. We can tell you're a very angry child. Hashtag jams. Hashtag bring back jams. Kieran, get that on Twitter. Hashtag jams. Hashtag reunion.
Hashtag
reunion.
Bring back jams.
Stopsy reunion. Hashtag run the park. Run the town. Stopsy. Run it.
Right, I've got a story for you guys. I had this one lined up last week, but obviously I wasn't on last week's episode. So, this man has become... He has a... he lost his penis.
Right.
Where?
To a blood infection. Had to cut it off.
What?
Yeah, so...
How?
Like, hold on.
Don't know. He just lost it to a blood infection.
Hold on.
On his arm. It says... What?
On his arm?
Yeah.
Huh? He had a blood infection in his arm, so he lost his penis.
Here we go. Man gets potentially fatal heart infection. He got in heart infection after picking tooth to remove stuck popcorn. So he was this guy. And then he ended up being the guy, because of that, he lost his penis. They had to cut his penis off. Or it fell off.
Because he picked his tooth.
Because he had some sort of blood infection, alright? That's all you got to know, yeah? Lost his penis, yeah? So, wait, in order to get his penis...
Did he lose his penis before?
No, he lost his penis during the blood infection.
So, did he know he had a blood infection?
I don't know. I've never had a blood infection,
probably.
Well, he
asked the geezer.
I think so, Aaron. So, anyway.
So, he's picked a bit of popcorn.
There's more to the story.
I'm baffled.
Anyway, NHS built him a new one.
Brand new.
Brand new.
Is it motorised?
Guess where they grew it?
On his arm.
On his arm.
In the same place the disease started.
On his arm. But no, there's a blood infection, Jamie. It's not on his arm.
What, they grew his dick on his arm?
Yes, they built him a new one out of... It was like a mechanical one, but in order for it to grow and skin to form around it, they had to grow it on his arm.
Hmm. They
blurred it out, but I can get you a picture of one. Do you want me to show you it?
Why didn't they do it like long? That's just flopped over his arm.
Yeah, because he's got a fucking wiener going.
They
took skin off his leg and they put it around a vein in his arm.
And they made a massive dick. Massive dick as well.
They made a penis two inches bigger than his old one.
Mate, get me a blood infection right now.
I'm sorry.
And reattached, but it's not real. It's like a motorised one.
They're going to take it off his arm and put it back where it was.
Huh?
How would you lose your penis?
Blood infection. When you get
infections, does it just shrink? Did it fall off?
No, when you get infections and stuff, it happens a lot with animals as well.
What? Bruh.
Do they put it back?
That's diabolical. What's all that back at the back?
That's where its thing come off. You can get loads of things put on your arm. Someone's got an ear on his arm, growing on his arm.
Oh my.
Put that back on.
Kieran, did he put it back?
Yeah, he's got it back eventually.
Right, should I grow a penis, Mark?
There you go, look. There's another one. Whammo penis growing on his arm.
Now you're just showing pictures of penises, Kieran.
Now that's the penis growing off someone's arm, Aaron.
Yeah, I think you got one growing. Oh, that's just you.
I'm going to have to get a blood infection, I think.
Do you reckon? Do you need a bigger penis?
If they can give me another 2 inches, I wouldn't mind.
My penis is bigger than I thought it was.
Kieran. Kieran.
What?
This is what he said.
What did you say?
I said my penis is as big as I thought. What did I say? my penis is bigger than I thought it was.
Oh, Aaron, shut up.
No, it is. Measured it, innit?
Measured it with what?
Ruler.
Fucking protractor, innit?
How many centimetres?
Two. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you that, am I?
Why are you measuring it?
Huh?
Why are you measuring it?
Because I want to see how big my penis is.
So you can put it on his Tinder profile.
Because the average size is 5 inches.
4 inches of fun. That's what you've got,
isn't it? 6 inches, isn't it? Average.
And I can proudly
say... In Britain, it's 5.5.
I can proudly say I'm above average.
Yeah, so am I.
Ladies.
I think we all are. You mean me?
I fucking hope we are.
I've seen Jamie's penis.
I don't know if you are, Jay.
I've seen 100% are.
You're like a turtle underneath its shell.
I've seen Jamie's penis more than I've seen my penis.
Well, if you want to look, you want to look, Aaron. It's one of those things, isn't it?
It's always out.
But I was thinking about this thing, and I was, what would you, first of all, would you want?
Penis my arm.
Would you have for that growing on your arm?
100%.
What, if I had lost my penis?
100%.
Yeah. 100%. 100%,
yeah.
What about...
Asking them why they have to flop it over the side of my arm. And it can't just go straight down.
Yeah, like the one was that I showed you.
I'd like it as...
What about your leg? If you lost a leg and they could grow a leg on your arm.
Yeah.
If they could anything, do that without being debilitated, if I could still go work and stuff. Anything, and earn money.
But you're sitting there trying to do what you're doing.
Or they can pay me sick pay or something.
You've got a leg hanging off your arm.
Do you know what I'd like, Kieran?
That could be helpful. I could do somersaults and shit.
But what if it keeps getting in the way and you have to tuck it over your shoulder?
My ideal scenario, personally... Was, do you know like the Assassin's Creed blades? They pop out.
What, you want two? You want akimbo penises?
Penis pop out of my arm, innit? Like, and just like, bang! Right into a pussy, innit?
Oh my lordy lord.
Bang! Right on her ass. Do you know what I mean? Ladies.
Ladies.
I think ladies are turning off when they're listening to that.
What do you think to that then?
They're probably googling fucking Assassin's Creed. That's what
Let us know in the comments below.
No, what about you? What would you do?
Yeah, I think if it got blown off, I would.
How's it getting blown off?
Infection.
If you had like a nose, if your nose is gone, would you grow one on your arm?
Yeah. Nose is bone, though.
I think nose and penis is all right, because you could hide that with a sleeve. Yeah.
Nose is bone. You can't grow it back.
Whereas I think
they can recreate the bone. It's only cartilage.
Arm is a little bit hard, because an arm or a leg, because it's so big. You can't hide that. For 6 months of your life, or however long it's growing for, you're a bit of a freak.
Yeah, but then you've got a proper leg, rather than walking around with a pig leg.
Yeah, it's true, But is it the same? I don't know.
But I'll tell people that. I'll tell people that I saved like a school bus for the kids.
What, and you've got a leg out of it?
Nah, like my leg's been blown off, innit? Because I saved a school bus for the kids. I don't think I'm a hero. I'll get better.
If you were born like that, if your penis was on your arm, would you like
what,
that?
Just like my actual penis was there and then underneath I'm just like a eunuch?
You're an action man. You're smooth as butter.
I'd ask questions to my parents,
innit? Like, you're round.
I'd be like...
you could ride a horse really well, though.
Yeah, you could. But I'd be like, can we please?
Do you reckon your balls would be there? Or do you reckon you would have like your balls here and your penis there?
You have balls in your chin.
Well, that would be an anatomy nightmare, wouldn't it?
Or do you reckon your balls are on one arm and your penis on the other arm?
What if you have your penis
That would still be an anatomy nightmare.
Do you know where your chin is? Yeah, what if your penis
And then to have
chin?
Sex, you have to combine them together.
We're in, what fusion. Is it? It's in, not X-Men, what's that thing? Film. Happened in that film. It was the Bulchinian.
Bulchinian?
Bulchinian.
I don't know what that is.
It had Will Smith in it. Men in Black. In Men in Black, he goes, oh, it was a Bulchinian. When they're having a fight, he's like, oh, it was a Bulchinian. Because he kicked him in the balls and nothing happened.
Oh,
and then he pulled down his little bandana around his neck and his two bollocks was there.
Yeah,
What would you feel about that?
Well, nah,
if he was a Bulchinian.
No, I wouldn't like that.
If he was the only Bulchinian in the UK.
I'll become a superhero.
What possible use as a superhero would you be?
I've got balls in my chin, Jay. That's what. That's what.
What use would that be? That would be no use to anyone.
That would be so useful, wouldn't it?
Like
so
what?
So useful.
As a superhero?
Yeah.
He's not giving me any context there.
Yeah, he's not there, is he?
The pandemic.
Mm. What one?
The one that we're all going through, still going through after all this time.
Oh, I've got to thought about the other one.
Did you read about the woman who has been tested positive?
Mm-hmm.
She was tested positive the day before,
mm-hmm.
and she went and got her nails done the next day.
Bitch.
At a salon.
Bitch.
Yeah, and she spread it?
She's reached the news because she didn't tell them, obviously. And then she texts them afterwards saying, you may have to close. I'm positive for COVID, but I was really desperate to get my nails done.
Who's bitch. That woman?
She get arrested. You get shot.
Her name must be a Karen. Must begin or end with a Karen.
I'll find the.
She should get shot, Jay. That's what she should do. I'll shoot her. Give me a gun. I'll kill her. What's
and then
her
they go mad at her, and she says, "I was just so desperate to get out of the house. I've been lonely. I've been needing to get out of the house." Rah rah rah.
Bitch. That's what I got to say, Jay. Slag.
And like the audacity,
whore
to like do it and then text up afterwards as though it's just a normal thing. Like she's got, like if she's like got chlamydia or something, and she's texting an ex boyfriend just saying, "Oh, you might need to get tested." That's what she's like. She goes, "I feel really bad and should not have shown up to my appointment, but I desperately need my nails done. I tested positive for the virus 2 days ago, so please get tested." Then
that's just selfishness, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and
that's just unbelievable.
The technician said, "I asked you before you even got here if you've been exposed to the virus, and you said no, not at any point."
You can get arrested for that. She arrested.
Yeah, because if she killed someone, that could be counted as manslaughter, couldn't it?
Yeah, no, exactly.
No, she should be arrested for that.
Her answer was, "I was so desperate to get out of the house. I was in quarantine for 2 days. I'm sorry. I needed my nails done so bad. You saw how bad they were." That was her
I don't care, innit? She a bitch.
We got people like that in this world.
It's mental, isn't it?
Yeah.
She should be shot. Public parade. You know Game of Thrones, isn't it? When they publicly parade them around the city.
Yeah.
They should send her to London and just publicly parade around the city with someone behind there going, "Shame!" with a bell in it.
That's what should happen. And yeah. She, like, her face is obviously on that news story, but it should have been wider news. And she should have been named and shamed.
I'll fly kick the bitch. I will fly kick her.
Yeah, she should have. That's not right. That's not right at all.
I will 5-star frog splash that bitch, innit? Put her in early grave.
And then 300 people from the sandwich making company. Did you see on the news today? 300 people from the sandwich making company in one depot have all come down with it.
Well, that's the thing is, once it hits a load of people that haven't been infected, it will just spread like madness, won't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just one of those things, I think. There's nothing you can do about it. You just, with that kind of woman, you just got to let her live with the consequences, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? That's how the virus spreads, unfortunately. People like that. That's just selfishness, though. Like, how does she not know that technician might have, like, a mum or an elderly woman that's really, really poorly or whatever, or has an immune disease or something?
Yeah, it could be anyone.
It's just selfish.
Some people are idiots, total idiots.
Speaking of the coronavirus and people not dealing with it, this is something I also saved for myself. This woman has created lifelike silicone inventions for people that are in lockdown by themselves and that are lonely.
What, so like a sex doll?
It's like, so people that are lonely, they can just get human contact.
Oh my God.
Literal pat on the backs.
So she can rub nose, she can kiss pits, she can kiss or something.
She's doing pat cat.
She's doing footsie. Look at that, Jay, look.
What is happening?
Jay, look at that.
What's going on?
Look at her. Where is she from, Kieran? Is she from like Denmark or something? That looks like...
I don't know. Someone could feed her grapes. Someone could tap her on the shoulder.
That's not right, man. What's going on? What's happened to this world?
Absolute lunatic.
I don't know. It's just...
Would you buy it? If you were that lonely, would you buy it?
She's from Alabama.
Yeah, sums it up.
That should explain it all, Kieran. She's probably incest, isn't it?
She wanted an Eskimo kiss that you can do pinky fingers.
Her dad's probably a grandson.
So she now sells them as well.
Her dad's probably a grandson and probably an incest.
On eBay. So if you want it, or I don't know if it's on eBay or not, that you can get a... Imagine walking down the road with that on your hand. Imagine that.
It looks like it would cost quite a bit of money to put that.
It's Alabama, Jay.
Buy that.
It's Alabama. All right, the incest. They're all related.
That together.
They're all related.
Someone must be buying that shit.
It's because they're all related, isn't it? All of them. Speaking of brain dead, I've got a story. An alligator story.
Oh, okay. You bring back the alligator story, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron, alligator story.
Florida man charged with picking magic mushrooms while carrying an alligator.
Charged with what, though?
Picking magic mushrooms, Kieran.
Yeah, but I can't imagine that being... what do you call it in Florida?
What? Illegal.
Illegal.
There is things that are illegal, Kieran, in Florida, believe it or not.
Right, I've sent them two things through.
But, like, sleeping with your cousin and that is not legal in Florida.
No.
Or, well, a lot of people do it in Florida. But, yeah, having magic mushrooms is illegal, or just picking them.
Mm. I didn't even know you
most
could grow
serial
them
killers,
in countries
well,
like
did
that.
You know, most American famous serial killers once either lived or come from Florida.
Yeah. Do you know what it is, Kieran?
Really? Is it one of the largest states in it? Or is it not? I don't know.
It's just those are crack cocaine, isn't it? Loads of it.
Texas is one of the largest states.
Texas is the biggest state, I think.
After Alaska.
Well, at one point, I think Texas was classed as its own country until they actually eventually put all the union together.
So he got arrested for...
Picking magic mushrooms.
Picking magic mushrooms.
And he was holding an alligator.
Why was he holding an alligator?
I don't know why.
Because he ate a mushroom and he was tripping out.
I don't know why he's holding an alligator, Jay, innit? Maybe he just saw one on the street and thought, I'll pick that up. So I'll take that with me tonight.
It's not just something you'd pick up, though, is it?
He must have already had the alligator in his hand. This guy's doing that. Where is it, friend? Florida.
Yeah.
He's just bowling around with an alligator in his hand.
I reckon that's quite a regular occurrence in Florida, isn't it? There's Jimmy down the street. Yeah, he's got his alligator, hasn't he?
I love the way he's carrying it as well.
Well,
it's
a little
like
baby alligator, you could carry.
Yeah, if it's a little baby one.
Little baby one, you could. Big one, you wouldn't be able to get that.
Doesn't say
up.
It's baby.
You could put it in a backpack. Little baby backpack.
Like you were going to do with your dog on the
we
walk.
We bought Chewy a backpack.
Don't tell me you put him in it.
We put him in it, but it didn't fit. He didn't fit, so we have to get one of those ones that you put on the front of you, like baby.
Have you heard that, Aaron?
We're getting Chewy a backpack, Aaron, so that when we go for a big long walk...
On from your
alligator story, Aaron, I've got another story of the sea.
Well, here we go.
Of the sea.
Here we go.
You know that I've got an obsession with
so
the sea at the moment.
Basically, the Megalodon is still making money.
It's still making money off us.
Is it Kulu?
No, it is. Tourists left stunned as one of the biggest and rarest sea creatures washes up on an Australian beach. It is called an ocean sunfish.
I've seen this. It's ugly motherfucker.
Look how big this fish is.
What?
Yeah.
That's what? A fish.
That's a fish.
Mate, you'd be eating well tonight, boy. I'll be taking
look
it out in the back of my courser, innit? That'll be in the back of my courser.
Look at the size of it.
That would be on top of your courser,
look
mate.
At the
yeah,
size
you're getting
of it
that in
compared.
The back. Look at that. Look. It's the size of a car.
That's Aaron. Why, Aaron. That there is proof why you do not trust the ocean.
That's why you don't get in the sea, Aaron.
That's why you don't get in the sea.
I ain't going to Australia, innit? I swear to God, yeah, Australia.
That's no, nah, that's why you don't trust
Australia, Kieran.
Because that's small fish.
That's not.
Kieran. No, that's small fish compared to what's in there, Aaron.
Exactly. The stuff we ain't discovered yet.
There's 100%, but apparently we haven't discovered. We discovered only 1% of the actual ocean.
No, 5%.
That's a lot. It's more than that now. It's more than that now.
Nah, it's 5% we've discovered.
It's a small amount.
It's more than that.
We'll go with James 5%. That means 95% of the ocean is still undiscovered, Aaron. And I'm telling you what now, 95 is big enough for a megalodon.
I'm googling it. How much of the ocean?
Or big enough for a kulu.
Could easily have a kulu.
Or both.
Have you watched that film about kulu yet?
Yeah, it's actually quite good. I don't like what's her name too much, but is that sure?
No, she's doing anything she can to get away from Twilight.
But yeah, it's quite. Do you know what it reminds me of? Alien, but underwater.
80% of it's unexplored.
80%, yeah, so we know 20%. Yeah. So there's enough there, Aaron, for a kulu and a megalodon to go at it.
Kieran, kulu, you'd see it, man.
There could
you
be.
Jamie, don't go. So don't say could. There's no could. Kulu, no.
There could be a dinosaur. There could be.
What dinosaur?
Godzilla.
Alligators are dinosaurs, Jay. They've been around for ages.
To be fair, you know one of those ones from Jurassic World, one of those massive fuck off alligator looking things.
Sarco,
that could be down there. What they're called?
Sarcos.
Sarcos, yeah, it could be one of those. Is it actually called Sarcos? How do you know that?
I think they're called like Sarco something else, but they call them Sarco.
How do you know that?
There's a dinosaur game, isn't it? That you used to play.
There's a dinosaur game you used to play. What?
Used to be one of those games that I used to play.
Ark. It's called Ark Survival Evolved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I played that.
Ark's good.
It is good. We should play it.
It's free as well, isn't it?
No.
It is free.
I don't know if it is. That sorts Kieran's budget right, hasn't it, Kieran?
That is my budget.
Ark is good. It's a survival thing. You start off as like a caveman, you have to build a house.
Yeah, with dinosaurs, Kieran, you love it.
Dinosaurs there, and they're constantly trying to kill you.
There's megalodons, yeah.
No, let's play this game, but
you never played
download it.
It
tonight.
I've got it.
Play it.
I've got it as well.
We'll play it then.
Yeah.
Can you play for multiplayer?
Yeah. Play together.
Bro, we'll play that tonight, innit?
It's megalodons, Kieran.
Is it good on the Xbox? I only played it on PC.
You can customise it as well, so you can have like really hard dinosaurs, you have really easy dinosaurs.
We'll have medium, innit? Make sure there's a megalodon in there, though.
No, because you can have megalodon still. It doesn't matter.
You can't go in the water, innit? They fuck you up in the water. If you go in the water, you get fucked.
Yeah, you get attacked. There's stuff bigger than megalodons here, and megalodons are the babies.
Well, we don't go in the water. That's what I say.
Every time you die, you start again, innit?
Yeah, you lose all your stuff.
You lose all your stuff, so and you start again in rags.
Yeah, but with dinosaurs, Kieran.
And it's like more realistic.
It is. They look cool.
Yeah, we have to get that go, mate.
It's good.
I didn't even know this thing existed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait till you see a giant alligator come towards you. Are you gonna turn it off? You would turn it off, Kieran.
Anyway, Jay, let's finish up with your game.
I've got two games.
Got two games.
Well, I've got three games, but one of them is really short. So really, I'm going to class them as two because I'll class one as a middle round.
Yeah. Got him.
Yeah. Let's go with my first one. If you pass over my blue book there, Aaron, right by you.
I thought you put him off.
This is the 5 second game, quick fire round.
All right.
Who's going to get out of timer?
I'll get out of timer if you want, baby. Baby. Right, who wants to start, Kieran? Do you want to ask you start, Kieran?
I'll go then. Yeah.
This is literally name. I'm going to ask you to name three things. You have 5 seconds. Simple as that.
Kieran's in a bottle of this.
Name three things, yeah?
Yeah. So, first one, name three shampoo brands.
L'Oreal.
Because you're worth it.
That's what I know.
So, has he fucked that?
Nivea. Yeah, Nivea has one.
It's over, isn't it?
It's over.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I've done. Pantene, that's it. Yeah, I was thinking Black Label because that's about
right.
Label,
Black Label was one. Is it actually it's shampoo?
Oh,
one.
Is it?
Yeah. Right, Aaron.
Right,
name me three dictators.
Stalin, Hitler, and Lenin.
Lenin wasn't a dictator.
He was.
He just made it. Lenin was a dictator. Kieran.
Oh, hold on. There you go. Go on.
Name me three clothing brands.
Adidas, Nike, Puma.
Ooh, got it. So that's one all. Aaron?
Yeah.
Name me three animals beginning with A.
Alligator, anteater, antelope.
Oh, how the fuck did he make that? Four seconds and 67 milliseconds.
All right, go on, ready?
2-1 to Aaron. Kieran, name me three English prime ministers.
Tony Blair, Gordon, and Boris Johnson.
Gordon who, Kieran?
Brown.
No, you've missed it.
No, that was right.
You said Gordon.
Gordon.
Gordon who?
Gordon Brown. Who? Could be Gordon fucking Ramsay for all we know, Kieran.
Well, it was Gordon Brown.
No, I'm not giving
you
that.
Not giving you it.
Not giving that.
Not giving you it, Kieran. We don't go halves in this game.
Yeah.
Name me three capital cities, Aaron.
Berlin, London, and Madrid.
He's too good. He's on point. Them shreddies got him.
Those shreddies did. That big wham bar of the shreddies.
That bucket of shreddies I had, innit?
Kieran, name me three fruits that are green.
Bottled it. Lime, banana, apple.
Banana's not green.
The can starter's green,
yeah, when it's ripe. Melon.
It's too late, you fucked it, mate.
I couldn't think of one, Jamie.
No.
I'm thinking of pepper.
I was thinking lime straight away.
I would have given you pepper.
Yeah, I would have given you
because it's seeded, so it is technically a what's it called?
Yeah.
I don't want your pee points.
All right,
Jamie.
Ready?
Just carry on.
Aaron, name me three colours.
Red, blue, green. No, it's
he's getting fucking
that
easy.
I was waiting for it. There was a delay with that.
The easiest one.
What was it?
Getting prime ministers. He's
actually,
getting maybe three colours.
I got a hard one, didn't I?
Yeah, what's the animals beginning with A?
Yeah, that's hard.
It's 3-1.
Anteater and alligator.
It's 3-1 to Aaron.
All right, go. Jay.
Kieran, name me three rappers.
Eminem, Jay-Z, Kanye.
Yep.
He's got that.
Aaron. I said Aaron to you, I think. Did I?
I don't know.
Kieran. Aaron.
Fucking hell, Jay. Get your act together.
That was a fucking meltdown. I'm supposed to be leading this game. Name me three celebrities that are from the UK.
Hold on. Oh.
Too late.
Beckham. I don't know. Can't
see. So easy.
No, I missed the button, didn't I?
No, is that what you're going to blame?
Yeah.
It's 3-2.
Oh, you little bitch.
Kieran, name me three dog breeds.
Cavapoo, Border Collie, and Jack Russell.
Oh, just got it. He just got it. Just
I was trying
right.
to think of what Buddy was, but I couldn't think of it, man.
Cocker Spaniel.
No, no.
Aaron.
I missed it, Aaron.
It's 3-all.
Yeah.
There's 2 questions left.
Yep.
Name me 3 supermarket chains.
Asda, Tesco, Morrison's.
If you get this, Kieran.
It's a draw.
And then I'll ask you one.
Final question.
Name me 3 ice cream brands.
Bottles.
Oh my god,
bottles.
You piece of
all
shit.
All I know is Magnum.
Nah, it's over. Bottles.
That was it.
You bottles. Didn't even say it, you just breathed at me.
Frankie's and Benny's would have been.
Frankie's and Benny's?
Oh, Ben and Jerry's. Frankie's and Benny's
was not a B&Q here.
Bloody hell. So Aaron won the first game.
It's not surprising now. I don't even need to celebrate that, to be honest, do I? I don't even need to celebrate that because I always win.
Right, next game is guess your childhood theme songs. So these are from like cartoons or like what we used to watch when we were kids.
There's a 7-year difference between you, me and you, Jay.
Yeah, but I made sure that we know all of them.
If I don't know anyone, I'll be kicking off, you know that.
Well, if you don't know them, you're uneducated.
Is it
Aaron.
First to it?
Yes,
first to it.
So
you just shout out the answer, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
This is the first one.
Kim Possible?
No.
Oh, stop it.
That was the kids. The kids in that tree.
Yeah, I know what he's on about. Next, my undercover next door neighbour or something like that.
No, Aaron, you're so close.
It was my
undercover.
He was the kids in the tree, wasn't it?
Secret.
Yeah.
My secret society or something. My secret headquarters.
I'm 100%. I know it. I can picture them in my head. They have massive heads, man.
Yeah, and one of them would wear a funny hat.
Yeah, and he had goggles. Did he? Yeah. Goggles on. Yeah. I know what you're on about. I know what it is.
And they all had different names.
Yeah.
Spy Kids. No.
No. Next door. It's some neighbour. I was talking to my mates at work about this, isn't it? I don't know. I can't remember what it's called, though.
You're close.
Undercover.
No.
Secret.
No.
Is it Next Door, then?
Next Door. Next Door.
Something Next Door.
Something Next Door.
Kids Next Door.
Kieran got it.
Kids Next Door?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
That is that. That's what it was called. It's Kids Next Door. They're KNR.
Undercover Kids Next... Oh, Codename Kid Next Door. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, KND. I used to play that all the time on Miniclip.
Yeah.
Because that guy in the goggles was the bad guy. And I could never beat him.
Right, this is your next one. Who's that with fucking music?
Ian. He didn't get out of the car yet, bruv.
Get the crane ready, innit?
I just can't even deal with what you just said, bro. Look how happy with himself he is.
That was
alright, I don't
want to put that wrong. Right, so. I'm fuming about that, to be honest. Does he get a point for that?
Yeah.
I got it right.
This is your next one.
Pokemon, shut up. Get out. Batty man.
I knew what it was.
Alright, Jay, you can stop it now, and it's embarrassing. He's 29 years old, man.
You're the one that got so excited about Pokemon just then.
Because Aaron's played all the games, isn't it?
I played every game.
Aaron's Ash, catch them all, innit?
Right, this is your next one.
Fairy Odd Parents.
Yep.
I didn't know that one. I thought it was Phineas and Ferb.
No, you didn't. Phineas and Ferb. You used to love Phineas and Ferb, man. He used to come in and watch it with me, innit? So did you.
Yeah.
Phineas Ferb was good.
Platypus, innit?
Yeah, he's the most funny guy. Platypus, man.
I remember James was high as well.
Well, yeah. We won't talk about them days.
Recess.
Yep, Aaron got it. 3-1. I used to be called TJ in school by a girl, wasn't it? I used to love it.
Who called you TJ?
Her name was Alison. I used to be like, she'd be like, hey TJ. I'd be like, looking at her like, yeah, I'm TJ.
You getting this dick?
Finish the pub.
I said, oh.
So that's 3-2.
Rugrats.
Yes, Kieran, for real.
Do you remember the Rugrats game, though?
Yeah.
That was the best game when we were little.
Those games back in the day were amazing, but you look at them now, they're so bad.
Yeah, I know.
The graphics on them are shit.
Like, they just look like boxes.
But I remember literally spending hours playing like that.
And that's for real, and I think this is the last one.
SpongeBob!
Oh, I knew it. I knew it, but I couldn't say it quick enough.
Yeah, that's our theme tune song for that.
I've won again.
You've won two games there.
On the trot,
and we've got one more.
Is it the same kind of thing?
Same kind of thing. Except for this is movie quotes.
Well, I've lost that then because I don't watch movies.
Have
I watched any of his movies?
Yes, they're classical movies, Aaron.
Oh, here we go.
I might need to get my book out to remember what they were. Don't look, Aaron.
Well, don't have so bait then, isn't it?
Right, so this is the first one.
Hang on a minute, lads. I've got a great idea.
Oh, your mouth.
Hold on a minute, lads. I've got a great idea.
Yeah.
Is it Lock, Stock?
Close.
Snatch.
Think older.
Green Street.
Italian Job.
Yes, 1-0 to Kieran.
What's that film?
You've never watched the Italian Job.
Is that Michael Caine?
Yeah.
I thought it was. I knew it was Michael Caine, but I didn't know what he was in.
Aaron, classic movie, mate.
Oh, yeah. Something worth melting for.
Just maybe not right this second. Some people are worth melting for, maybe just not right this second.
Do you want me to play it again?
Yeah.
Peter Pan.
Olaf, you're melting.
Some people are worth melting for.
Wizard of Oz?
No. What melts, Aaron?
Snowman.
He is a snowman, yes. In what film?
You wanna build a snowman?
Yeah, Frozen.
Yes. 2-0.
Was it actually Frozen?
Yes.
Oh, bollocks!
I've never seen Frozen, but once Aaron
Neither
sang
have
that. But once Aaron sang that, I was like, it's gotta be Frozen, isn't it?
This is your next one.
Or it was that I'm flying in
that's
the
what I was thinking.
Oh yeah, yeah. What's that one? That's called The Snowman, that film.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
That was creepy back in the day.
Tonight.
This is your next one.
Ladies and gentlemen, last shuttle leaving for the dock leaves in approximately 5 minutes. Drop what you're doing and leave now.
Die Hard.
Nope.
Michael, that's not Michael.
Oh, I know what it is.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, I know what it is.
Last show
I can't remember what it's called,
minutes.
Jay.
It's a classic film
yeah,
from
I
our
know
childhood.
It is, Jamie.
Invincibles.
We were discussing things that were in it. That's
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, I know, Jamie.
Invincibles.
No. Listen to what I'm saying.
Oh, I know who it is. Not from it is. I can't remember what it's called, Jay.
We were discussing what was in
Can
it.
Can I Google it?
No, why would I let you Google it during a game?
Because I know what it is.
We were discussing what thing it was.
What?
We were discussing things that were in it.
When?
Approximately about 10 minutes ago.
I literally know who it is. It's not Die Hard, is it?
No.
I know what it is. It's
Snakes on a Plane.
No.
In the same realm, Kieran.
I can give him the answer. So, Kieran, it's one with the matey boy with a mullet.
No.
Is it not?
No.
What is that called? Pulp Fiction.
No,
that's what it's not Pulp Fiction. Samuel L. Jackson.
To be fair, I didn't realise he was in this film.
In
classic film.
You have to give us a clue.
Back to the Future.
Dinosaurs.
What?
Jurassic Park.
2-1 to Aaron. 2-1.
No, he was. He was in the. Yeah. He was in the station, wasn't he? That was his first ever movie on TV. On a movie on the screen.
Yeah.
That was his debut.
That is bollocks. Why'd you pick that quote?
Yeah, that's not like the least famous.
Because
Snakes on a Plane
I'm trying to catch you out.
Better.
I'm trying to catch you out.
All these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
That's what you should have had.
Right, this is your next one.
What do you want me to do? Dress a dragon to the hula?
I did not know that one either.
Classic film from our childhood. Animated.
Emperor's New Groove.
Disney.
Aladdin.
No.
Lion King.
Yes. Two or...
What one was that?
That's Pumbaa. Not Pumbaa. Timon.
Timon and Pumbaa.
Timon and Pumbaa.
I knew it was some sort of animated thing, but I didn't know.
We're terrible at this, aren't we?
What it was.
Absolutely terrible, the pair of years. Right, next one.
Yeah, but you're picking out really random quotes.
This is a really famous scene.
Really funny. What do you mean I'm funny?
Scarface.
Close.
Story,
it's funny, you're a funny guy.
Goodfellas?
Poem?
Yes, Goodfellas.
I thought it was.
Bollocks, man.
Goodfellas, yeah. I ain't seen Goodfellas in years, but I remember that.
3-2. This is the next one.
Oh, I'm sorry to frighten you, dear. I must look like a yeti in this get-up. This is my nightly meringue mask, part of my beauty regimen. What it is basically egg whites, creme fraiche, powdered sugar, vanilla, and a little touch of alum. There you go.
Is that Robin Williams? Oh, it is Robin Williams. Oh,
Peter Pan?
No. Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yes.
I don't know that film.
It's when he dresses up as a woman.
Yes. You don't know that film? Aaron, it's the most. It's one of his biggest films.
I watched Peter Pan. I watched him in Friends. That's about it.
Was Robin Williams in Friends?
Yeah.
He was in Friends for like a beginning episode. That was it. Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they were sitting on the Friends sofa and they were like looking at them and they were like...
And he come in with some guy. With a guy really famous as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, I haven't watched
that. No, they're already on the sofa, aren't they?
No, they come in and say, can you scooch over because it's busy?
Oh, yeah, that's
I've watched Friends many times.
Yeah.
I can tell you line for line what it says.
Anyway, so we'll end that episode here. That was a good episode. Went well.
Yeah.
I won.
You won on the thing by pure... Just
I won, Kieran.
Shock.
Kieran.
Shock and all.
Kieran, look at me.
I've realised the five-second game, you ain't got the facilities for that, Kieran.
No, I haven't.
You ain't got facilities for anything.
It's the pressure, Jamie.
I just see one of your eyes wandering.
And he got name three colours. I got name three fucking fruit.
I got... Yeah, exactly.
Beginning with A or something.
No, that was green.
That was green. That's hard.
I named three fruits that for game
grapes,
of green.
Apples, pears,
lime,
bananas, limes.
Yeah, you've got it all in your head now. I don't know what you're thinking.
Kieran, name three animals that begin with A. Go.
Antelope, ants, and ear.
It's because I said two of those.
Ant.
Embarrassing, Kieran. You lost 2-1 to
Kieran,
me.
Kieran, name me three capital cities.
Brussels.
Bottles. That's what I was here.
St. Petersburg.
He's fucked it. Why are you going for the hardest ones ever?
Yeah. London.
Why are you thinking Brussels?
I don't know.
St. Petersburg, yeah. Aaron.
I don't even know.
It's not even a capital. Moscow's the capital.
Oh yeah, it's not, is it?
Bottles. Right, guys. That's the end of that episode. Kieran's bottled it. Kieran finished it off with it. State ya.
State, what do you mean state of me?
St. Peter's.
Anyway, guys, thank you very much for listening to episode 59 of A Pinch of Malt. It's mad to think that we're near 60 now, 60 hours of us recording.
It's insane, yeah.
We are going to try making episode 60 a special one. However, it might just have to be a game show special or some sort of special because...
Corona
is still... fucking everything up.
Yeah, and getting in our way.
Basically, getting in our way. So there's some limits to what we can do now, but as I said, there are still limits there. So anyway, guys, thank you very much for listening and see you next week.
See you later.